A small group of black students at the University of Oklahoma was thrust into the national spotlight last week after a video surfaced of Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity members singing a racist chant. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, members of the group Unheard say racism isn't usually so blatant, but it's still pervasive on campus.
In the days after that video surfaced, members of black social justice group Unheard seemed to be everywhere.
This Saturday and posted to YouTube by an organization called Unheard, an alliance of African American students. Chelsea Davis told ABC News.
Chelsea Davis is the co-founder of Unheard, a black student group advocating for cultural change on campus. It's the same group responsible for posting
on that campus. Why have more people stood up and talked about it, or have you?
Well, there is an organization called OU Unheard, and they did start.
He's an advisor to Unheard, the African American student group on campus that first unearthed the SAE video.
Not just what they said, but the way they said it.
It wasn't what they said. It was more of the way they said it. Because, like I said, what they said, we hear that.
Those clips are from ABC, CNN, Al Jazeera America, the public radio program Here and Now, and NBC, each featuring a member of Unheard or mentioning the group.
People have my number that I don't know how they got my number. I've got New York calling me, Maryland calling me, DC, California. I'm like, where did you get my number? Like, they called my mom, and I'm like, wait, how did you get her number?
That's Unheard co-founder Chelsea Davis, a junior from San Antonio, Texas. Davis is a pre-med student. All but one of the executive board members of Unheard are studying a STEM field.
So we're really just a big group of friends, and we were sitting down right after the Mike Brown verdict was released, and we decided that we needed to do something, that we wanted to do something. And we got to talking, and we wanted to see change on our own campus at home.
So they drafted 11 pages of grievances that they believe are plaguing the black community at OU. They hand-delivered them to President David Boren and other university leaders.
An increase in black faculty, increase in retention rates of black students, equitable funding for black student organizations, lack of hierarchy within the executive hierarchy, the sooner experience, financial assistance and scholarships for black students.
One of those requests was addressed last week when President Boren announced he would hire a vice president for the university community who will have oversight over diversity programs. Unheard chose a powerful visual message to get their point across, a piece of tape stuck across the mouth, bearing the word Unheard. Last week, the tape was plastered across faces and statues all over campus.
So it just symbolizes the fact that we have not been given that voice, not been given that space, not necessarily that we can't speak up, but the space necessarily wasn't there prior to this movement happening. So the tape just symbolizes more so of just continuously being unheard.
Chelsea Davis says most racist incidents on campus aren't as blatant as the infamous SAE video. She says it's more microaggressions and always being noticed for the color of her skin.
When I walk into a classroom and I'm one black student in a room of 300 white students, it's definitely a disadvantage. I'm definitely looked at differently. I'm talked to differently. I'm already at a disadvantage and I haven't even said anything. Just because when I walk into the room, you know automatically that I'm a black woman, as opposed to being culturally ambiguous where you may not know what my race is.
Davis and other members of Unheard say they're ready for a little downtime, a break from the events of last week and long nights studying science and math. So this week, the group is taking a little time off, together, to take a trip for spring break. For KGOU News, I'm Jacob McClelland.